Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I play Ratty.
You play Ratty?
Yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So we had a question about Ratty earlier on. He's actually a water vole, isn't he?
I don't know.
He is, yeah, he is. So did you enjoy doing all the rehearsing?
Yeah, it's coming on really well, and I think we're all remembering our singing lines and dances and just normal lines. I think it's coming on quite well.
So it's a musical performance then,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
We do like music, like we do like musical performances. That's what I was looking for. I think that's what it was called. And yeah, we like there's loads of funny parts.
It's funny as well, is it?
Yeah, especially when Luke comes and joins in with some dances.
So you join in with some of the dances then, do you, Luke?
Yeah, so I step in for anyone that's not there. And one thing I've learned is that I can't dance. But what I can do is overact to try and pretend to be the character. So I get by of not knowing the dances by being a little bit over the top, trying to fill in the gaps.
Wow.
Sometimes that works really well. Other times, I break the whole cast and they start laughing, which isn't hugely helpful.
And you brought us in a track to listen to from the performance as well, haven't you?
I have, yes.
So what track's this? Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so this is from the first half of the show. Toad has just got his lovely caravan, and he's taking Mole and Ratty off for a little afternoon adventure, which, in Toad's normal way, doesn't end up particularly well. So this track is Toad, Mole and Ratty with the chorus they get on stage singing, and here's quite a long song title, Bright Canary, Yellow Gypsy Caravan.
Thank you. because we heard wonderfully, thanks to Luke, not just a snippet, but Bright Canary Yellow Gypsy Caravan in its full glory from the show itself. Tell us more about the intricate nature of doing such a complex piece of audio and singing.
When everyone was like, where the three singers was going like over each other, Maisie had to stand back because she has like, she has a really powerful singing voice, and then Millie had to stand forward because she's quite quiet. And wasn't it Lily? Yeah, Lily had to like, stand, not really next to her, but a little bit behind Millie. So yeah, it was very complicated. When we were singing it, Luke kept them like pacing people and they needed to go. He's like.
So is Luke a good producer based on what you're saying, it sounds, yes?
Yeah.
I guess. So that's the vote of confidence for Luke there, I don't think.
So is there a lot of moving around then, Lily? When talk to me about that. You're saying that there's lots of moving around. Is it like being in an orchestra, an orchestra that's moving around? Lots of conducting by the sounds of things?
Yes, very much. It's like, because like, he's like, going like, people need to stand back, people need to go forward. Some people, if they're not going slowly, need to go to the back and play more. So it's very, like, fun just seeing him, like, waving people around, like, back down a lot, and it was just very, very fun to see that happen.
It sounds very stressful to me. Is it stressful, Maisie?
Yeah, like, because, yeah, I got placed, like, further back, and obviously, as Lily just said, like, the other two soloists got placed further forward because they're quieter than me. And, like, the chorus, which is the rest of the children that get on stage, they had to... Well, they were all, like, around the mic, around the second mic, but, like, yeah, just closer because we had to have the stronger people at the front, like, the ones that know the words, which we all sort of do. But, yeah, we just had to all, like, just make sure we were heard.
It's clear, though, from the recording that that's what you were all focused on, because it sounded so marvellous. We were saying that to Luke, wasn't we, Sue?
Yeah.
When we were listening to it, it just sounded... It was not just marvellous, it was beautiful. I loved listening to it, and I was thoroughly impressed and joyed when I had the pleasure of listening to it. So well done. I think it shows the effort that you've both put in, and I think it's going to make people that are listening to this right now, if you're listening to it right now, you can go online, can't you, and get your tickets, because... If you want to hear those amazing vocals, there's one thing you've got to do, isn't that right, Sue?
It certainly is. So, Luke, just remind us when and where you're playing, when and where the show is.
So we're on the 6th and the 7th of June at Trinity Theatre in Cowes. So on the 6th, so Saturday the 6th, we've got a 2:30 and a 6 p.m. show. And on Sunday the 7th, we've got a 2:30 show on that day.
Oh, that's excellent. And after the next track, which is a local track from the White Hot Pipes, really keen to talk to all of you, but particularly you, Luke, about some of the other jobs that you get involved in as producer. But now, going back to talk to our interviewees from Get On Stage, we have Luke, the producer, and Lily and Maisie, two of the performers in the forthcoming show, Wind in the Willows, 6th, 7th of June at Cowes Trinity Theatre. Go and get your tickets because it sounds ace. But anyway, Luke, you were telling me that yesterday you were scenery painting, I believe, which just made me think about the range of things that you must get involved in as producer. So can you give me a little bit of an idea about what diverse things you do?
So at Get On Stage, we like to do as much as we can in-house, so we make all of our own scenery. We source as many props and costumes ourselves as well. So we mentioned last time we do lots of charity shopping. So yes, yesterday I was painting the train ready for Toad's big escape, and also painting the entrance to Toad Hall. So our young people help out with the painting as well a lot of the time, but I just had a bit of spare time yesterday, so I went and got ahead of a few jobs because we're only 3 weeks away and there's still quite a lot to paint.
So I bet you end up with some quite paint-spattered young people after that painting scenery.
We do, and floor and wall and all sorts of stuff. But luckily, one, we're quite good at cleaning, and two, we have a very, very supportive team around us.
And obviously, as a young person, you might be interested, or you might know a young person, you might be interested in getting involved in Get On Stage. Do you enjoy it, Lily, Maisie? What do you get out of it?
I
Sorry, we'll start that bit again because I'm not paying attention, 007. I didn't put your fader up. Go on, say that again, Lily. Sorry, Steve.
So I really like it because it gave me quite a few confidence because I find it really hard to, like read and, do, learning, like reading and, learning and that law. So it's given me confidence, like say things in front of people. So, and, some of my friends go there and, I like making new friends from there.
Oh, so it's helped you make friends, build your confidence, communicate a bit more easily?
Yeah.
How about you, Maisie?
Well, Get On Stage was the first acting club that I've actually done, and it's really helped my confidence as well. And it's, pushed me to when I'm older, I want to go to acting college and then want to perform on West End. And, yeah, I just really want to do that as a when I'm older, and that to Get On Stage has just given me the confidence to want to pursue that dream.
Well, from the singing that we heard on that track, I think you're definitely onto a winner there, Maisie, so we'll look forward to seeing your name in lights. Just remember us, though, when you're famous. Come back to Vectors Radio and talk to us. Luke, so if someone would like to get involved with Get On Stage, as Lily and Maisie, how can they do that?
So we've got a sign-up form on our website, which is www.getonstage.co.uk, and we'll be welcoming new members from Sunday the 14th of June, so the week after, and our next performance that we'll be doing is at the end of July, so we've only got about 6 weeks to get ready for what we're doing next after that.
Can you tell us what you're doing next?
Yes, so we're hosting a community summer fair. So that's Sunday, I haven't got the date in front of me, I want to say 26th of July.
I think that is a Sunday.
Yeah. Perfect, that was good off the top of my head. So we're currently starting to arrange that. So there's going to be entertainment on stage throughout the day, a barbecue,
wow.
Local craft stalls, and yeah, it's going to be a really fun day. We did it last year. And we organised it in about 3 weeks last year from the idea to actually doing it. This time we've given ourselves a little bit more time to get it planned and sorted.
And I think, Maisie, I think you said your favourite food was burgers, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you might be getting some of those at the barbecue.
Yep.
But, Lily, I don't think you'll be getting any noodle sandwiches, I'm afraid.
Bad times.
But I might try one. I might try one. I might try a noodle sandwich when I get home, though. I've never had one of those before. And Luke, I think you had a few thank yous that you wanted to end up with.
Yeah, so we are a really small team, so it's crucial for everyone that helps us out to get there. So I've got a few thank yous. So Tom and Tom, they're our tech team. So they normally just turn up the week before, but one of the two Toms we've pulled into loads of rehearsals so far. Without them, we wouldn't be able to see or hear anything, which is fantastic. We've got Emily, who comes and helps us out every week. She's been a production assistant, so she's done a little bit of everything. So some painting stuff, some vocal coaching, some acting coaching. We've got Tracy, who makes our costumes or sorts our costumes, and she has been taking strips of fabric of all different types of stuff and sewing them all together to make a fantastic selection of River People costumes. We've got six characters who are playing the river, so their costumes all float. Lily's one of the River People. And then we've got Donna, who should be with us today, but she's really not well.
But she's Donna. Wish Donna well.
Best wishes to Donna.
She has directed it, and she keeps me in line. I'm the boss, but I'm not really the boss. She
I
is
know
in
the
charge.
Feeling, Luke.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. Isn't that right, Sue?
Well, I was just distracted by the idea of Lily being one of the River People, because, of course, there's water lilies, isn't there? So yeah. It's quite appropriate, really.
Yeah. And then we've got just two more quick shout outs. So
that's
we've got
right.
Terry and Marie from Newport Primary School. So we do our rehearsals there. And we make all sorts of mess. And we're in the building at all sorts of times. And they're so supportive of everything we do, which is fantastic. And then for this show, we have the biggest set that we've ever had. In fact, I think it's the biggest set I've ever been involved with. Mm. So we have to give a massive thank you to Crown Park for letting us borrow a van so that we can get our set from our tiny little shed that you can't actually open the door and get anything out of to the theatre and then dropping it back for us afterwards.
It just highlights, doesn't it? It's a real team effort. So thanks for that, Luke. It's nice to end on a positive. Now
it is. Will you come on? Just one very quick question. Will you come and talk to us again when you're doing your next exercise? exciting thing.
Absolutely,
brilliant.
We will. Yes.
Good.
Well, look, we've
that.
Run out of time. We've been beaten by the clock. It is 15 minutes to 3. Oh, the clock. It's attacking me right now. We've been beaten by it. Now, terrible joke, I know. Tim Vine for you. Hey.
Dad joke.
Tim Vine jokes, Dilly. Look, we cannot, I'm afraid, find too many West Indies-style songs, but Maisie... Yeah. We've tried to do our best, because you said you're into the West End, which why wouldn't you be if you're getting on stage? See what I did there? Luke would be impressed with that.
Very impressed.
Not really, no.
All right, Sue. You don't need to spoil, you know, we were just having a good time before you stepped in. Okay? Anyway, joking aside, at 14 minutes to 3, we thought we'd play a little bit of West Endy style musically something. So we've tried to find something. 9 to 5, the original West End cast with... Bows or is it bows? I'm assuming it's bows.
I thought so, but I'm not sure.
We'll
find out.
Somebody said to me, and this isn't going to work on radio, but I'm going to do it anyway to make Luke laugh. I spoke to Robin Hood the other day, and he said to me, where do you keep your bows? And he said, in a quiver. I went, where do you keep your bows?